10, please. Excerpt 10 from Rabash, what are the forces required in the work? When the Creator made a miracle for them, meaning helped them, everyone saw that all the work did nothing for them, meaning that all of the work was in vain.
Everything they invested, a person that invested, I don't know, his entire life, dozens and dozens of years, and now, when the Creator helps him, he sees that all these years were useless. Useless. Why?
Since they could not conquer them, as it is written, you delivered the mighty in the hands of the weak, and many in the hands of the few.
Meaning that it is not in our ability to ever ascend to the spiritual degree.
That is, naturally, there was no way for them to win, because they were weak and few there. Thus, they saw within reason that the Creator helped them,
because they were the few and the weak regarding spirituality. With our evil inclination, we can't conquer it, we can't defeat it, we can't use it in order to ascend to spirituality. We have nothing. Besides, there's nothing besides the egoistic will to receive. There is, all we have is a spark that shows us some kind of direction, but there's no forces in it.
This comes to teach us that when the Creator helps, it cannot be said that He can help only a mighty man and cannot help a weak person.
Because there are no heroes, there is no one who's weak. Because in our state, it's all regarding the Creator, the upper spiritual degree. Either in a greater or a smaller will to receive, but that was given by the Creator. That too is attributed to the Creator, not to the created being, what kind of will to receive he got from birth.
Now we can see what great forces and good qualities must be in a person, so the Creator will help him approach the Creator. In the work, we should interpret, you delivered the mighty in the hands of the weak, meaning the strong thoughts and the strong desires of the Greeks within the person, in the hands of the Israel in the person, who are weak in thoughts and are not skillful. They do not have the strong desire and the ability to overcome the desires of the nations of the world in a person. And yet, you delivered these mighty ones in the hands of the weak. This is called a miracle, because it is not natural that a person will be able to overcome them. Rise with the group.
Excerpt 11. Hanukkah is still not the completion of the goal, but only the correction of creation. It completes the vessels of bestowal, meaning acts of bestowal. And this is why it's forbidden to use the light of Hanukkah, since using is an act of reception, and the miracle was only on acts of giving, that they can do them and aim to bestow, which is called Lishma. The miracle was that they emerged from the domination of the Greeks and could go with faith above reason. But the klipa of the Greeks was governing Israel, so as not to do anything unless he knows why and what purpose this work will bring him. And especially to him everything above reason, according to what we explained, It follows that although a Hanukkah candle implies a spiritual miracle, which is that people of Israel were liberated from the dominion of the Greeks, it was only half a thing. That is, only the vessels of bestowal were corrected by the miracle of Hanukkah, and this is regarded as correction of creation, but still not the purpose of creation.
Continue.
Excerpt number 12, Rabash, article 12, these candles are sacred. It's written, these candles are sacred, and we have no permission to use them, but only to see them. That we must know the difference between the miracle of Hanukkah and the miracle of Purim. On Hanukkah, the decree pertained only to spirituality, that the people of Israel were prevented from observing the mitzvot. The miracle was that when they prevailed over the Hashmonaim, they could observe the mitzvot, since spirituality has no kelim. Since kelim are called specifically vessels of reception, which is called creation, existence from absence, which is the will to receive. This is why the intimation comes, these candles are sacred and we have no permission to use them. Whereas the miracle of Purim, there the decree was also regarding the bodies, as it says, to destroy and eradicate, and so on. So, what follows is that the miracle was on the bodies, and the bodies are called the vessels of reception. Therefore, it says on Purim, gladness and joy and feast and a good day, meaning that the matter of feast is already related to the body. And on Hanukkah, the miracle was only to see them, and we have no permission to use.
From Rabash Bet, the miracle of Hanukkah was on the right, called correction of creation, and that was wholeness. This is the meaning that this miracle was about spirituality from the side of vessels of bestowal, called vessels of spirituality, where these vessels relate to the good inclination, whereas vessels of reception are related to corporeality, meaning to the evil inclination. As we have explained, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, meaning with both your inclinations. That is, with the good inclination, which is vessels of bestowal, we should work for the sake of the Creator, but also with the vessels of reception, which belong to the evil inclination. They too must be used for the sake of the Creator, meaning to receive in order to bestow. It follows that in Hanukkah, when the Ari says that Hanukkah and Purim are both regarded as left, the Hanukkah candle is on the left, although the right is called wholeness from the perspective of the vessels of bestowal. But the fact that the left illuminated, meaning Chochmah without Chassadim, and it is forbidden to use Chochmah without Chassadim, but this in itself is a great thing, that they extended the purpose of creation. However, it is still forbidden to use its light. Therefore, Hanukkah, it is considered that the miracle was on spirituality, because it is forbidden to use Chochmah without Chassadim. This is why it is considered a spiritual miracle, which still did not come down so we can use it. In that respect, Hanukkah is considered a spiritual miracle, both from the perspective of Chassadim, of the right, and from the perspective of Chochmah, of the left, since the middle line was still missing.